Before we start the show, I just want to know, have you gone to TrillMBA.com and gotten your copy of The 3-Step Surefire Method to Ask for Help Without Getting Dinged? Have you got your copy yet? Well, if you haven't, you need to. Let me tell you about Julia. Julia writes, "So my review went very well. I've only been in the role for 6 months, so I definitely need help. I used the information on inquiring about leadership style and expectations. I gained so much insight on my boss and how to slay my role. Until that podcast, I would have never thought to ask for help. I would have just thugged it out. But she was impressed and I felt motivated and empowered." Listen, you guys, there is no need for you to thug out your role. All you have to do is go to TrillMBA.com and sign up to get the 3-step surefire method to ask for help without getting dinged. So go forth and prosper. Let's start the show. Welcome to the TrillMBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, you guys. Welcome back to the show. Today we are talking about a topic that just gets me and I get real passionate about it. Today we are talking about performance improvement plan, also known as a PIP. If you're not familiar with what a PIP is, I'm going to deep dive into what this was designed for versus what it really is and what it's really used for. Also, I'm going to talk about, can you really overcome a performance improvement plan? And then finally, I'm going to end the show with tactical options that you can take if you find yourself in a situation where your manager works with human resources to put you on a performance improvement plan. What exactly is a performance improvement plan? Well, I moseyed on over to the Society for Human Resource Management. They are a professional organization that is the world's largest HR society in the world. They represent HR professionals in 165 different countries. It's amazing. Over 300,000 members. All these HR people. And you know, the cool thing is, out of 300,000 people, there's gotta be some of those people that are actually for the people. So God bless all my friends in HR who are for the people. Now, on their website, the Society for Human Resource Management, they define a performance improvement plan, PIP, also known as a performance action plan, is a tool to give an employee with performance deficiencies the opportunity to succeed. I find this so ironic. It may be used to address failures to meet specific job goals or to ameliorate behavior-related concerns. Outcomes may vary, including improvement in overall performance, the recognition of a skills or training gap, or possible employment actions such as a transfer, demotion, or termination. HR role includes determining whether a PIP is the appropriate action for the situation, administering all PIPs in conjunction with the manager to prevent bias, providing ongoing guidance to both the manager and employee throughout the plan. Okay. Step one, determine if a PIP is appropriate. And this is my favorite part, and I'll give you guys a link to this article on their site. A PIP should be used when there is a commitment to help the employee improve, not as a way for a frustrated manager to start the termination process. I'm gonna let that sink in. Used as the latter, it's nothing more than a document trail that should already exist, and it signifies to all employees that no such help is available. Bottom line, HR needs to assess if a structured plan with time-sensitive goals is the appropriate next step, or if a PIP will be more of a detriment than an aid. So they got a whole society saying this is what should happen when you go down this path as a manager. So now let me tell y'all what really happens. So your manager pretty much is fed up with your ass. Like, that's the real, whether they like you or not, they are like at their wit's end and they tired and they really just want you to leave. Because if they really wanted you to stay, they would be coaching and developing you, and they would not put you on a PIP. They would work with you and actually be happy to see you learn and grow in your role. A PIP is not a tool to help you improve performance. A PIP is documentation for the company so they can say that they fired you justly, so you can't come back and have some wrongful termination lawsuit. And the reason why it's so critical with what is called protected classes, people who can go to the EEOC and try to make a case for discrimination, this paper trail is supposed to help them show that, hey, we did this fair and square. We asked Felicia to do this, and we laid it all out, and we gave her this much time. This is all reasonable, Judge. And she did not complete it. I'm sorry. I have to laugh to keep from crying. Understand, these plans were designed to actually help individuals meet the organization's expectation of performance. But the evil people in corporate America. So what should be something that should help the company? These people have turned that into a tool for HR and the company to mitigate legal risk, as it creates a very detailed paper trail. So that's the truth about what this is. So when you get a PIP, understand this is bad. It's not. And even if your boss says it's good and this is good and this will help you and we're gonna help you, don't believe that bitch. Don't do it. Nope. I hope you hear my voice. No. Don't do it. It's a PIP. It's a PIP. It's bad. It's very bad. Yes, my friends, PIP is very bad. Now, can you overcome a PIP? Quite frankly, most likely, no. Your boss don't want you no more. That's basically what a PIP means. But, sometimes you have these well-meaning managers who are very much by the book. And they mean well, and they do look at a PIP as what it was meant to be. Follow me, okay? Just follow me. So there's always this chance. It just depends on the circumstances, okay? But at the end of the day, by the time you get to a PIP, everyone has pretty much made up their minds about your performance. And if you work in a salaried job that is very much subjective, so let's say your job is in marketing, and yes, I'm biased, You know, one person's strategy PowerPoint presentation could be amazing to me and to a couple other people. That same presentation could be complete trash to someone else. It's so subjective. I wish we would stop pretending that there is one way to skin a cat in a lot of our roles. And because of this nuance, your manager can easily say, you know, this is just not up to my expectations. You know, I expected you to be able to do XYZ, improve XYZ. Well, if that's the case and you see that I'm struggling, why don't you help me? Even if I'm struggling to ask for help, why don't you just help me be a better person, be a better employee, help me grow in my career? Why must you get rid of me? Because I don't like you, Blackie. I don't like you, Black girl. Yeah, that's what that is. I'm sorry. I call a spade a spade. And a lot of people be like, that's not fair, Felicia. You don't know the circumstances. You don't know. Child, listen. The biases run so deep, so deep. And when you get that subjective, gray, confusing feedback, and, you know, we need to see better, you know, we expect, it's not the what you do, it's the how. It's the how you do it, you know, or, you know, we want you to be more vocal. We don't see that you, you know, are showing leadership qualities that we expect at your level. That kind of feedback. And it's like, so what do I have to do to demonstrate it? And then all that is gray. Well, give me an example. Okay, so there was that time in that one meeting that was inconsequential, and you didn't say anything in that meeting. Now, all the other meetings you talk in, or even the meetings you run, all of a sudden that one meeting is so detrimental to your career. That kind of stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about. What do you do when you find yourself in that first meeting and you're presented with this paperwork of a performance improvement plan by HR and your manager? So first off, remain calm. Don't do it. If you have to somehow go deep into the crevices of your spirit as you sit in that room and your physical being is there, but your mental being is zenning out so that you won't reach across the table and bitch slap both of these people that are sitting in front of you, go to the calm place, okay? Go to the calm place. See, this is not the time to defend yourself here. It is really important for you to have your practical mind, try really hard to listen and stay open-minded about this feedback, because what if you really are fucking up? I mean, it's hard to be honest sometimes. Sometimes we get in over our heads and you know how we like to not ask for help. So maybe there are some gaps. And so maybe you need to pay attention. If not for this job, the next job. Remember, there's only wins and lessons. And a PIP is definitely a lesson. Don't go back and forth with them. Now listen, you're going to want to defend yourself. And you have to remain beyond reproach. So just listen and take notes. I also would say, if your state laws support recording conversation, and you're the only person that has to know that you recorded a conversation that you're a part of, then record it. Forget about company policy, because at this point, chances are you're just not going to be here that long. So keep it to yourself, though, that you're recording. But use your phone. And we've talked about this before. So do what you got to do. Another thing, you want to ask for more time. Get as much time as you can get, whether you plan on staying and trying to work it out or whatever your next steps are, get as much time. So if they give you 30 days, ask for 60. If they give you 60 days, ask for 90. Ask for as much time as you can get. That's going to be very important, and we'll talk about why next. The other thing, if the language in this document reads, and I'm paraphrasing, that your signature is an acknowledgement of receiving information and not that you agree with the information in the document, then sign the goddamn document. Don't do it. I know we've always been told, you know, I'll never forget my mom. She always would tell me, don't sign shit. Don't sign a goddamn thing. And more expletives, but I won't repeat all that. But she would always tell me, don't sign stuff. But I have learned better. You can go back and review last season's episode where I talked about the legal shit you should know. Go listen to that episode and we get more into the legalities of that and the reasons why you should just sign it. But whatever you do, sign it. Okay? Okay. Now, Felicia, I got a pip. I died a little inside, but through the grace of Jesus, sweet baby Jesus, I'm going to make it. And yes, you are going to make it. This is not the end of the world. Keep your head up. There is no reason for you to internalize this and somehow feel like you're inadequate or you're not enough and blah, blah, blah. A lot of times it truly is. There's a butting of heads. There's a, you're not doing things the way somebody wants you to. There's a, you go back and forth with them or you don't just say yes, or they don't like something about the way that you work. And instead of looking at it as this person has good qualities, let me work with them and show them what I want them to do. Some people are just bad managers and they're like, be gone with you, off with your head. And they always try to say, I tried to work with her and it's just da la la. Man, that's bullshit. They ain't trying to help you, especially if they like cancel meetings and one-on-ones with you. They leave you out of the loop of information. You know, they're not trying to help you. And if in the PIP, the goals are ridiculous, like they give you 30 days to complete something that would take 6 months. Yeah, it's just not. And I love how they lie to your face. Like, oh, you should easily be able to do this in 4 weeks. Bitch, you know I can't do that. You can't do this in 4 weeks. Oh, goodness. Y'all. Whew. PTSD. All right. So let's talk about your options. You have three main options when you are presented with a PIP. Your first option is to thug it out and try to stay. Now, I put this one first because they don't deserve you at this point. But, you know, maybe you have some sponsors and advocates in the organization. Maybe you really can turn this around. If that's the case, that you want to try and make it through and the PIP seems reasonable and you could chalk it up to, okay, yeah, I've been fucking up. Maybe you've had some things go on in your life that has you unfocused or just struggling in that moment. You know, life shit happens. So maybe you're like, hey, I really like my boss. I think my boss is a good boss. And I think, you know, I really messed up, but I can turn it around. Okay. Have a real conversation with your boss. Like, take them to lunch and say, look, are you really trying to help me improve? Like, I feel like we've had a great relationship. I know, and I have to own up to the fact that, you know, due to things that maybe I haven't shared with you, I am struggling with some things. I have things going on that I'm trying to handle. And maybe this is a symptom that's showing that I'm not doing a great job of that. So if you're really willing to help me and you're really wanting me to succeed, then I will do my absolute hardest to deliver on this plan. And if they seem sincere and you believe them, and I know I sound so skeptical, y'all, because, you know, I don't trust these motherfuckers. So, but there are times, right? Like, I've seen really good bosses have to go there because the person just doesn't get it. Like, they are messing up so bad and they don't get it. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. That's usually not a person of color. I'm just gonna throw that out there. But it can happen. In my experience, right? I haven't experienced every job at every company ever. So I'm sure it's all kinds of people that go through this. So, you know, if you want to stay, I'm going to pray your strength. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray real hard. So email me and let me know so I could put you in the sick and shut in list and pray for you through this 30, 60, 90 days of pipness that you're going to go through. All right. The other thing I want to say, if you are going to stay, you have to be confident in your ability. You can't feel like you're walking on eggshells. You can't be second guessing yourself and causing yourself all this anxiety. You will not succeed if you're working under all this pressure that you're putting on yourself. You have to let all that go and just do your best. And if you do your best and do what you know to do and get focused, then go for it. But if you know you're going to be a wreck, you're not going to be able to sleep, you know, it's going to cause you all this anguish, then move on. And I would say use the time to look for a new job. That's option number two. I would just nod and smile. Okay, yes, I totally understand. Thank you for the feedback. I'm going to try my best. You know, remain amicable, but use all your time to find a new goddamn job and get the hell out of there. Do the bare minimum not to get walked out or fired immediately, but put most of your effort into looking for a new job so you can get out of there. And that's why I said earlier, you have to ask for as much time as you can get. Now, for me, this is probably one of the best options because now it's like, okay, you know, I know what it is. So I can spend my time focused on making sure I get my best possible outcome. Now, let's say you don't want to deal with this shit. And I don't blame you. A pip is difficult. Like, it doesn't feel good. Your manager will be acting all funny. People will be trying to throw you under the bus. Word might get out. Your coworkers are looking at you crazy. It's just, it's some bullshit. So if you don't want to deal with all that because you're trying to Marie Kondo your life and you don't want to deal with stuff that doesn't spark joy, then the third option is negotiate a settlement and leave. Oh, didn't know you could do that, huh? Yeah, boo, I got you. So listen, what you do is at the end of the meeting, you say, okay, well, let me take some time to reflect. And this is all the options you actually need to do this. I should have said that. In the meeting, thank you for the feedback. Always say thank you for the feedback. And no, you don't mean it, but just say it. Okay, play the game. Chess. Playing chess, y'all. Thank you for the feedback. Let me take some time to process this information and get back with you guys, and I will send a follow-up meeting within the next 2 days or 2 business days. Okay, great. So as soon as you get out of the meeting, go to your calendar, schedule the meeting with your manager in HR, and then I want you to get counsel. So somebody you trust, a lawyer, whatever you need to do. Now for this third option, I would say go straight to the lawyer. And you should have a lawyer on deck. We talked about this. So go straight to the lawyer and say, this is the stuff I don't want to deal with. Help me negotiate for a severance. Now, you don't necessarily need a lawyer, but you might get a little more money if you get a lawyer involved. But you got to weigh your pros and cons. And it's also according on how high up you are in the organization. The higher up you are, the more money you can get. So talk to an employment attorney, at least to get advice and counsel and see, you know, what are all my options and what might be the best thing to do for me. But I'm telling you now, if you decide to just use this podcast, this is the bare minimum I can give you. Okay. So when you go back for the second meeting, you look dead in HR's face and you say, you know, I don't want to waste anybody's time. What are the alternative options at this time besides this PIP? Now, a good thing is, according on your stature in the organization or your perception or buzz or what people think about you in the organization, if you have advocates and sponsors, you may be able to negotiate for a different position that better aligns to your skills. So that is an option. You may be able to work something out. Or you can be offered a severance in exchange for signing an agreement not to sue the company, which is fine. Because a lot of times when you on a PIP, you don't want to go back there anyway. You don't want to go back there. You don't want to deal with them. You're not trying to sue them. Pay me my money. Let me go. Let me go get my bag somewhere else. Great. Those are your three options. I'm going to go over them again. You can thug it out and try to stay. It's option one. You can use the time to look for a new job. Or you can say, hey, what are my alternative options? And try to negotiate for another role in the organization or a settlement and be off on your way. But the one thing you do not do under any circumstances, you do not resign. You do not quit. Get your money. If you resign, then you are not eligible for unemployment. If they fire you, if they give you severance, you will be eligible for unemployment. So whatever you do, don't get frustrated and walk out. Because if you do that, you have left money on the table. So never, ever, ever, ever resign unless you are resigning because you're like, look, I gotta go to this other job. And even if you have another job offer, I would say try to get a severance before you leave. I have a saying I love to say, you gonna pay me to come there and you gonna pay me to leave. That's how this works. Because in between, you have tortured my ass probably to my mental health is just quite unstable. So never resign. Always work towards money. Severance, unemployment, what have you. One final word of encouragement. If you find yourself on the PIP, it's not the end of the world, I promise. And it has no bearing on your personal character. It's just this particular situation. I know the time that I was on a PIP, I really just was in a very bad place. And I was on a PIP actually not because I was actually not doing good work. The director didn't like me. And I found out later that he had told another employee how he had planned to get rid of me, how he would give me work and then I would do it. And then he would say that I did it wrong. And that I wasn't listening and I didn't deliver what he asked for. And in the moment, like, I really thought I was going crazy, you guys. And the bad part was my mother and my grandmother raised me. My grandmother had just died and my mother had Lou Gehrig's disease. So she was really, really sick. And I was flying back and forth from the state to Texas to take care of family. So I really did think like, oh my God, I'm slipping. Like I really like questioned myself. And I mean, it fucked with my head, y'all. So you gotta like go to your circle, your sister circle and say, hey, you guys, I need you to help me. Like, am I really fucking up or is this some bullshit? Because there's some managers, they just won't like you and they just will want to get rid of you. And these are the things that they will do to get rid of you without causing risk to the company. Isn't it awful? And HR, God bless them, because they just do what they told most of the time. Yep, this is the truth about performance improvement plans. It's tough, but sometimes God is pushing you out of one place because you won't move and he needs you to go somewhere else. So sometimes he makes it uncomfortable. So you will get on about your journey because he has so much better in store for you. So remember, this is not a loss. This is still a win because you're learning and it's a great lesson. As always, if you need some help or advice about specific situations like getting on a PIP or being on a PIP, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching for a free 30-minute consultation with me, and ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. Until next time, you guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production, executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.